this song in 1971, I think. Catholic school, and I got sent home for pissing in my desk. Obviously, a popular pastime, right? And the sisters told my mother that I needed psychiatric attention. And so, my mother, the only people that were more scared of the nuns than the kids was the parents, you know? Like, I remember my old man and my old lady, they were terrified of them sisters. So downtown, they take me to this dock. And I'm sitting down there on the couch. And he says, son, how'd you get this way? And I thought about it, and I said, doc, I'm glad you asked, because up till now, I've kept it a secret, but the fact was, I was a teenage werewolf. My pants got tighter, my hair got longer, and a man with a cigar come up and stung me on the ass. And all of a sudden, in one moment, I looked up and there was this light. And for just one second, I stood stone like at midnight, suspended my masquerade. I combed my hair, look, it's just right, and put my hand at the night brigade. Yeah!
He's over the plain, and he walks by a ring. I walk down a crooked trail. Watch the long before I saw.
Come down as you are.
And I remember, it was years later, I grew up, I came home from high school one day, the old man sitting at the kitchen table with the old lady, and they're looking pretty serious.
I said, son, sit down, please.
So I knew I was in trouble as they called me son. The other stuff they used to call me, can't say over the radio. I sit down, and my mother, she does the talking. She's the Italian, right? She says, it's time we decided, me and your father, we decided you gotta stop fooling around with yourself. I didn't know what I was doing in my room at night. They said, you gotta get serious. It's like, it's time. If you put that guitar down, that thing's okay for a hobby, but you're never gonna get any place with that. And my father said, you should be a lawyer because lawyers, they own the world. And my mother, she said, you should be an author, you should write books. So, but we decided this is too big a decision. What you gotta do, you gotta go over to the rectory, you gotta talk to Father Ray about your vocation. We set up an appointment, you gotta go over there in an hour. Because that was the thing I used to have to do in those days. So I go over to the rectory. Oh, before I went over there, my father says, now when you go talk to the priest, you tell him you want to be a lawyer. You tell him you want to be an author. But don't you tell him nothing about that goddamn guitar. I said, okay. I go over to the priest's house. I ring on the doorbell. Father Ray, this is Mr. Springsteen's son. I'm coming to talk to you about my vocation. So he comes out, and we start walking around the church. And they all, the priests in those days, they all had like the illusions of the Bells of St. Mary. They seen that movie too many times or something. They're all doing Patrick O'Brien. Is that his name? Pat O'Brien imitations. And like, we talked for a while, and he says, listen, I decided that this decision is too big for me to make. What you gotta do, you gotta go direct to God. You gotta talk to God about this. Now you tell him you wanna be a lawyer. You tell him you wanna be an author. But don't tell him nothing about being what? An interior decorator? That's you. But don't you tell him nothing about that goddamn guitar. I said, okay. So I figured I gotta go see God. Now all I had to go see him in was my mother's Rambler. It was all beat up, all smashed up, paint scraped off the side. So I drive over to Clarence's house. I said, Clarence, I got the word. I gotta go see God tonight. He said, but you can't go in that car. I said, what do you mean I can't go in? This is the only car. Guy says, nah, look at this. Things ugly in his house. Like, you think he's gonna see you in that car? There's gonna be guys up there with Monte Carlos, Lincolns, Continentals. You think he's gonna notice you? So I said, okay. So I went down to Earl Shive. At the time it was $39.95. I went by the other day, I seen an Earl since up to $10. But anyway, he does the car, midnight blue. I leave the windows down, he does the interior for free. If I had my brother in the back seat, he'd have done him free of charge too. Anyway, me and Clarence, we drive out to see God. Clarence says he knows where he is. So we get out there, and I don't see nothing but this dark hill next to this cemetery. I say, Clarence, are you sure he's up there? You sure it ain't the other guy? This is the right place? And while I'm up there, what? Ask him about the tape player that somebody stole out of your room. So I had these two big questions I had to ask. My client's tape player and what I'm gonna do with my life. So up the hill I go. And it's dark and it's scary and all these coming out of the woods. And when I got to the top, I realized that the place was packed. There's people all over the place. I'm walking around. I bump into Kid Leo. Oh, Kid, what are you doing? Just praying for more watts. I gotta blast this baby all the way to New Jersey. Crazy man up there. So I find myself a quiet place, I kneel down and say, God, my father wants me to be a lawyer, my mother wants me to be an author, but I got this guitar, you see? And all of a sudden, heard this thunder. Seen this lightning coming out of the sky. It was real quiet for a while. And then I heard just three words. Let it ride!